The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now we're continuing our stories of looking back at the biggest issues of the year and getting sort of to the heart of what happened. And one incident was fairly shameful. It was when an anti-immigration protest at the former Crown Paint Factory on the Malahide Road in Coolock turned into rioting. Fianna Fáil councillor for Artane Whitehall, Rachel Batten, joins me now. Rachel, looking back at this, this was the vacant site of the old Crown Paints factory on the Malahide Road, and there was a supposition that it was going to be used for immigrant housing. People moved in, set up tents outside it, and it began to get more and more aggressive. Was it a policing failure? Was it a political failure? How did it happen?
I think it's both. And I think you do need to take this particular site in context. This isn't the scenario where you're putting an ISAS centre in a small village where it's the only hotel. This site is vacant. It has been vacant for a number of years. There's a lot of units along that strip that are vacant. It's quite close to the city centre, while the argument is that it's got great transport. Anybody that's tried to get on the 27 on a wet, rainy day will know when it goes by full, it's not the best transport system. But I suppose it is better than a lot of areas. So that's the first thing. It's a urban site with, I suppose, transport and lots of amenities around it. And when I say amenities, I mean there's shops, etc. There is other core issues. But it is also a stone's throw from the largest economically disadvantaged area in the whole country. It is a stone's throw from the highest youth unemployment in the country. And I think when we take that in context, there is three groups of protesters that were there. There was those that were there to do blatant criminality, and I think they need to be dealt with completely separate. There are, for want of a better word, the moron racists that were there to build up that. And then there was residents there that were asking for facilities for the last 20 odd years and being told with no communication that there's a whole additional core of people moving into the area when they are struggling. There was parents there with their grandkids and their adult children living in the box room, and they've been on the housing list for the last decade, and then being told, well, there are people being moved in, they're going to be in modular homes, they're going to have facilities. And I think that was the core issue, is that there is a whole cohort of people there that have been left behind.
Why were the latter cohort, do you think, so willing to fraternise with the other two? I mean, you talk about moron racists and criminals. Why did the local residents allow them to become part of what was going on, or did they?
Certainly from the local residents that I know, and the very ones that are concerned, that say, we want our AstroTurf, we need our football clubs, we need our swimming clubs, we need school places, weren't. It completely got out of hand, and I do think that was a failing on the police force. Everybody has seen the documentary. You could see live that there were guards there left abandoned. And in our state, when we've got our Garda Force, are one of the best Garda Forces across all of Europe, that is renowned, the most respected, the most uncorrupt. We had young guard left there, abandoned. We did not have a public unit ready. The public order unit absolutely should have been there from the very, very instant that there was going to be issues. This wasn't a first off. We had already had Dublin riots. We had seen what had happened in that scenario.
Well, can I ask you on that, Rachel? Because it isn't just that we had already seen riots in Dublin. We had already seen major problems at that site in Coolock, where you had passers-by being intimidated, you had threats, you had mob aggression going on for weeks, possibly months. You had local residents calling the police, you had, and nothing was done. I assume you had people coming to you in your role as councillor saying, this is all going to kick off.
Yeah, no, and I had residents that was a route to one of the local schools, so they weren't sending their kids, they were going around the quite substantial long way to avoid that site. It was a very intimidating site. I lived down the road from it. I wasn't going by it, certainly not by foot. It was extremely intimidating. It was raised with the local guards multiple times. In fairness to the local guard station, they have had issues in relation to needing more force. They are constantly having issues. There's areas in very close to that site where the guards won't go in because it's literally taken over by criminality. So when you have a situation where there is a Garda force that are in that area that are already stretched to the absolute brink, and there were, and it was very acutely aware that this was going to be a problem from about 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the morning, there was issues there, and not, it wasn't just a peaceful protest. There's a completely difference. There was people there that absolutely were there to have a peaceful protest, and there was a whole cohort of people, a lot of cohort of people that came in from other areas, and we can see that by the addresses that those that have actually been charged and been before the courts, very few of those addresses are Coolock. And I think that needs to be very much highlighted. Is very few of them are from Coolock.
And what do you think is the lesson out of all of that?
One, communication. I think there, and even still, as a councillor, I have questions in with the minister that still haven't been replied in relation to basic communication, school places, because there's, oh, we're going to provide all these facilities. There won't be a difficulty. There won't be a drain on GPs. School places, and Beaumont Hospital is the key hospital in the area. It's the most underfunded hospital in the whole country, very likely because it is serving one of the most disadvantaged areas in the country. We do not have...
And it's a tertiary referral centre for a lot of other...
It's a fabulous hospital, but it is struggling, and it absolutely should be funded the same way. We don't have new buildings at Beaumont Hospital. We have porter cabins that are leaky.
So the communications with the local community, so that they know the if there is a reality of the plan to provide the resources that are ultimately promised. What about changes in policing? Because what you're describing is not only a failure of frontline policing, but you're also describing a failure of police headquarters to provide resources to the guards in the local area. Who's responsible for that? Is that Drew Harris? Is that government?
It absolutely. It's Drew Harris and the minister. And I don't think, look, hindsight's a great thing and you can turn around and say we absolutely should have done more. But I don't think you can have hindsight after the fourth or fifth incident. And this certainly was that. I can't recollect exactly how many incidents, but that was the case. And the public order unit should have been there. They are the unit that are trained. Your average Joe So guard, they're trained at different skill sets. But certainly what I saw was guards being physically abused and assaulted, and that should not be acceptable in any circumstances.
Where do we stand now in relation to the Crown Paint site? Is there still protests outside? Are there still people in tents outside it?
There isn't people in tents outside it, and certainly the furniture was kind of looking more like a car boot sale at one stage. Certainly a lot of the furniture has been moved and there isn't the level that was there. There certainly is protest and there's concerns about the site themselves. I think we do need... We absolutely do need to accommodate those that are coming to our country for protection. We don't have an immigration problem in this country. We've got an immigration policy problem in this country. We have had for the last 20 years. I qualified as a barrister. When I was training 15 years ago, we were kind of joking at how bad the system was. But that was at a time where we had a fraction of people coming to our country. And we absolutely need to change the policy. We shouldn't have people there for 7 or 8 years waiting for their application.
Rachel, thank you very much. That is Rachel Batten, who is Fianna Fáil councillor for Artane Whitehall.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.